This is an AMI podcast.
Welcome to Double Tap Canada,
the show where blind people talk tech.
Have your say. Call us, text us to 844-971-1999.
That's 844-971-1999.
Tweet us at Double Tap Canada and find us on Facebook.
Just search for Double Tap Canada.
Now here's your favorite Double Tappers.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! From Double Tap Canada. Hello, I'm Stephen Scott. Mark Afalalalala's here.
Hello.
Oh, welcome to the holiday season. You can.
I love it. Look at the snow outside.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Great. Oh, the presents under the tree. The mistletoe, Stephen. I can't wait for my kiss.
Oof. Sean Priest, save me quick.
No, save me. Yes, it's great. Has he been yet? Yeah, it's that. Music at the beginning really put me off because I thought someone
wasn't that good.
Someone was at my door.
That's your Ring doorbell sound, isn't
yeah.
it? That's exactly the same one. Yeah, my dog
so
will be going crazy right now. Yeah, a little Dougal the Christmas dog will be going
look
crazy.
At that. Have you just put bells behind the music? That's, and that's basically how
basically,
we've done Christmas.
Yeah, that's all I've done. I should say that I hope you enjoy this because it's the only music bed I've put the bells over. It's too difficult.
Well, I just couldn't put it in.
I just couldn't. I was thinking, this is so complicated. How do you do this?
Well, can't we do it live? Has anyone got any keys to Django or something?
Mark,
that's on you.
No, I've got nothing.
Hang on, I got something. Hang on.
There we go. Okay. Doesn't quite work.
No? Okay, I got more. Hang on. That just sounds like your doorbell, doesn't it?
It does sound like a doorbell.
Oh, great. Now all the dogs are going to be going crazy.
Yeah, well done. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Just different tones, different keys.
Christmas bell in D minor.
Yeah, let's just leave the Christmas bell going in the background. Here we go.
There we go. Just leave that on all the way through. Hi, guys. Welcome to the holiday show. It's the holiday show. It's the festive season show.
Woohoo!
We are just so festive. You can hear it in our voices. Hooray!
Filled with
it's
mulled wine.
It's a magical Christmas time.
It's the most wonderful time.
Okay, please stop.
Okay.
Moving on.
I love listening to Christmas music at minus 84 decibels.
You know what Christmas is? Christmas is that time of year that gives me an excuse to buy more plugs that I can control with my phone, whether it's Christmas lights outside or the tree, or just I put lights everywhere on the banister down the stairs, and my wife goes, what are you doing that for? I'm like, look, I've got another Lutron plug here. I can plug it in over here, and then I can say things like, Alexa, turn on the Christmas tree.
Whoa, then
I've just turned out everybody's Christmas tree.
Everybody's tree's now on. Well done. Well, look, you can thank
welcome
us later.
Welcome to the festivities, everybody.
Yeah. I have to say, the running order's a bit blank this week.
Literally.
We don't actually have one. Yeah, I know. We didn't put anything together for this. Because let's be honest about it. Everyone's so busy at this time of year. And we thought, exactly, who's listening? So we thought, right, screw it. But no, we do have a plan. We do have a plan. Because what I suggested this week to the guys was maybe we bring our toys along and we maybe talk about some of the things we've bought over the year. Now, in my case... Well, how long do we have?
It's an hour and
52
Steven.
Minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can manage to cram that in. I hope you guys get time. So here's the thing, right? I get an email from Amazon last week, and I'm like, I kind of knew this was coming because I'd heard about it. But what happened was they sent out an email. I don't know if this is the case with you in Canada, Mark, but here in the UK, they're stopping Visa credit cards. Being
what?
Used? Yeah, so you can't use a Visa credit card anymore. It has to be a MasterCard credit card.
No, that's not a thing here. I mean, they take everything on Amazon.
Yeah, well, they're stopping it here in the
they'll
UK.
They'll take your children.
Yeah, that's right. They'll take anything. Yeah. But no, here in the UK, they're stopping using Visa. It's to do with processing fees. They're saying they're too high, so they're ditching it. So if you have a Visa credit card in the UK, you can't use it on Amazon. So that's kind of annoying.
Really?
Yeah. So I get this email. So what it suggests you do is it suggests I go in and I delete my Visa credit card off my account because it's not going to be usable. So I was like, okay, fine. So I go into the app and I go into account and I'm looking for the bit for payments. And you know, it's like a labyrinth in there. There's so many options when you go into the settings, right? But there's one, I just went straight to Prime because I thought, well, maybe that's what it all is. When you go into Prime, what it actually is it tells you, well, it tells you all the benefits of Prime, right? It tells you all the great things about it. But it also says your benefit usage. And it tells you now, in the past 12 months, how many packages have been shipped to me. And it does say packages shipped at no extra cost with Prime delivery. So that's just Prime, okay? I don't know if you guys have done this. Have you heard of this, Mark?
No, I'm trying to get into it right now.
I feel like you'd be like racing there.
So am I.
Because this is like our quiz show, right? It's like how many packages have been delivered to our address?
No, but I mean, I can go even worse than you because I have an Amazon business account, which means that I have analytics.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can do this. You know, when you look at your past, if I look at 2021, for example, it says that I have placed 255 orders.
And is that the business or is that just you?
That is just me. Doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No.
In 2020, 338.
What about you, Sean? Have you tried this?
I'm currently looking through. Right, bear with me a second.
You go and have a look because I'll tell you mine's was 249.
So I guess that's not, we're not
average.
Horrible.
Yeah, well, say we're average. We are not average, probably by any stretch. But in saying that, 200, it doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
It doesn't, but this is where it gets even scarier. So when I do go to my business account analytics, and I try to get an idea of how much money has been spent on Amazon.
That's the bit I don't want to look at. I actually found that my... I can't remember what it was. I found somewhere that did tell me how much I'd spent over the last year, and it was terrifying how much money had gone out to them in the past year. Kind of made me think about my spending for the next year.
What do you think that number is? Do you recall what that number was?
Oh, it was pretty. I mean, we're talking five figures.
I'm going to pull up the number for January 1st, 2021, to let's go December. And let's try to see what this number actually is.
So we're talking
over
what,
12
months?
I have to download
the report. Oh, a report? Wow, this is getting technical. Okay, so we're talking here 12-month period, right? Because that's why I was kind of looking at 12 months.
Yeah, roughly 12 months. Let's say 11, 11 and a half type thing because we are recording this show a little bit early.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, because there's still a lot to buy before the year's out, right? So,
well, of course. I mean, I keep forgetting how far we are away from Christmas. That's easily days and days of Prime deliveries. Okay,
and
you've
had Hanukkah as well in amongst all this, right? So,
yes, and my son's birthday, and it's absolute hell.
And you've got kids, so the cost is going to be through the roof for you.
It's going to be a little bit crazy. I think it's going to be a little bit crazy. If I go to order subtotal, and I try to get a total of this column.
Let's just check in on Sean. How are you getting on with this? This is probably the most boring part of our radio show we've ever done. Although, and strangely, I think everyone's very interested. I know I was. When I learned how much money I was spending, it was shocking.
What was your total?
It was. I'm just going to say it was in five figures. That's all I'm going to say. It was a lot of money. And that was over a year, right? A year of spend. And you think about computers.
I mean,
and I have to say, some returns in there as well, right? So it wasn't entirely all gone out. Some of it came back. I think about my Dell Alienware. That was about $2,500, right? So, I mean, that's instantly, taking that total up a bit. But that went
$86,013.30.
Right. Wow. Wow.
Happy
now,
Christmas.
I have to add some caveats here, okay?
Yeah.
being that, this seems to blend in orders, though. It doesn't actually, hang on a second. Because I'm seeing a lot of the same price come up here.
Uh-oh. By the way, I found it. Mine was $74. That seems perfectly reasonable. Thank you.
$74?
No. 74 packages delivered.
We're just talking about packages delivery. We're not talking about amounts anymore, are we?
Well, the packages was what I found in the app. I mean, anybody can find this under account and then under Prime. You can find out how many packages have been shipped. Because the thing is, none of us keep track of this stuff. You know, my door goes and...
Do you want to?
Well, no, but I think it's something, this time of year especially, you know, we like to look back and then dread the following year because you think, because I guess there's two things in my mind, right? One is, that's a lot of packages, which means a lot of money. And then I'm thinking, but you know, 249, I could better that next year. You know, I want to get a bit competitive now. I want to see how far I can push
this.
That's
the benchmark, yeah. But look, when you think about how, you know, it just shows how much we use online shopping. Right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I buy it for it, that could be the kitchen roll. I get a big box of kitchen roll every
couple
of weeks or whatever, you know. So it's just the growth of online shopping, I think.
It's
so
not,
here,
it's
here's
not
my
roll,
here's my here's me digging into my analytics here. The actual number, actual retail price is $66,773.10. Now that is spanning over 402 packages over a 1 year period. Average cost per package $166. Now, I have to add the caveat that easily 50% of that is for other businesses and other things that I buy for that go back and get billed out to other people. So it's not really an accurate, you know, amount of spending in my pocket because that would be ridiculous. That's, I mean, people,
I think your personal amount that you said there, 250 odd parcels that you got this year, that certainly rhymes with me. But I don't think that rhymes with anyone else. Sean is probably the most average.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Sean, but you're the most average Joe we have. So, yeah, there you go. But,
Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. You're average. stick around. We're going to talk about some of the things we did buy this year. And, you know, honestly, for this segment, what I decided to do is just look back at my order history because pretty much everything I bought came from there, so I may as well have a look at it. So we'll get into that. And we'll talk about what the guys have got as well over the year to share with you. Because, you know, we don't always talk about every piece of tech that we buy. So be nice to. Well, yeah, probably I do too, in fairness. But yeah, let's we'll get into some of that next here on Double Tap Canada. It's holiday time! Jing, jingle, 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 jingle. Couldn't add them in because it's so boring.
This is Double Tap Canada. We'll be back in a moment. Hey, Double Tappers, want to get involved? Call the show now at 1-844-971-1999 or email feedback@ami.ca and have your say. This is Double Tap Canada. It's a tech show. Honest.
Yes, the the show that tells you how much terrifying amount of money we've spent over the past couple of years. So let's get into some of the stuff that we bought this year. I was thinking back to the beginning of the year. Do you remember one of the things I bought at the beginning of the year that you guys just found so funny? So funny it was that I bought one of those.
Are we allowed talking about that? So this one on the radio?
Yeah.
This is a clean one.
Your pillow.
The pillow. Yes. My llama.
Your llama pillow.
Yeah, my llama pillow.
I almost want to put the llama love
pillow.
Forgot
about that one, didn't you?
I actually forgot because you know what? I haven't used it in so long. In fact, the other day I'd gone into the cupboard to get something and I pulled, because, you know, I'm one of those kind of guys that what I do with my clothes is, you know, I just throw them in at the bottom of the wardrobe and eventually make their way up into, you know, the kind of railed section. And, you know, I pulled something out and then this head just fell out of the wardrobe and I thought, oh, what's this? And it was a llama. So, yeah, my llama's still there.
I don't know what to say about that. There's so many different ways we could go. But
yeah,
it's
I'm really not sure.
Can you imagine if someone was listening and the power went out just as I said, and a head fell out of the wardrobe? And that's where it got cut.
You picked it up and said, what's this? Yeah, okay.
Oh, what have I bought now? More heads. Stop buying heads. But yeah, okay. What's been for you guys the fun things of the year? Mark, let me start with you because you buy tons
of
stuff.
Oh God! I mean, I look back at the beginning of the year and I think that was definitely a time when I was upgrading my studio because I see a lot of Sony lens here, a couple power adapters. I did mount my Apple TVs behind the TV. That was fun. That was a good couple purchases there.
Oh yeah,
Velcro pads. Was that it?
What?
Well, how did you mount them behind the TV? Did you just
they make these really cool adapters that not adapters, but it's like a little harness that's perfectly molded to the Apple TV and it sticks on the back of your TV. So you can actually it just kind of falls in. You can plug the HDMI with a really short cable into the TV, but you just have to have an extra power slot back there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that was those fun accessories, kind of cleaning up the house a bit, which is kind of fun. Shure MV7 USB microphone, we like that one.
Nice.
desktop stand, weekly planner, t-shirts. I mean,
the weekly planner, yeah.
T-shirts.
Oh, come on.
I can buy everything on Amazon. Come on.
I live, okay. My clothes all come from Amazon. I mean, you know, if anybody watches Double Tap TV, they'll know only too well the quality of clothing that I wear. But yeah, I know I'm all for that. You know, I can get anything I want from there. You know, the thing is, what I was going to mention earlier was the iPod. Remember the iPod Classic that I bought?
Oh, yeah. What a joke. Yeah.
And then I bought the MacBook Air to go with it because I wanted a MacBook Air that was old enough to deal with the iPod Classic. So I bought a MacBook Air 11-inch, best machine ever. Just a beautiful size of a machine. I just wish they'd kept that going. I wonder if they'll ever bring back an 11-inch MacBook.
MacBook Mini, probably.
Oh, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, the trouble is everything's shrinking now with bezel sizes and, you know, especially with the M1 chip and everything. So the whole machine is shrinking anyway. So when you say a 16-inch laptop, it's not actually what we used to think a 16-inch laptop size was. It's more like a 14-inch and everything's gone down.
Just so full of cheer at Christmas time.
That's a good... Everything's gone down!
Hey, that's better. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, there's been so much stuff I bought. I got a new... I've been buying... Well, you know what? I buy my keyboards. I don't know what it is with keyboards. I'm obsessed.
Ridiculous.
I am a bit obsessed with keyboards. I mean, in the last 2 months, I've bought two new keyboards. One, I've also had my Logitech MX keys, which I've used for a long time, and I've really enjoyed. I still do enjoy. The going back and forward thing, it is tricky, especially when you're recording. And this is the problem for me. I was talking about this on a previous show just a couple of weeks back, that, you know, sometimes when you're recording on the show, and if, you know, accidentally hit the space bar, the last thing you want to do is stop the recording. And obviously, I can switch from my Mac, which is recording now, to my PC, which is to the right, and I can just switch to that and work away in it. But if that doesn't click for some reason, or it doesn't switch over in time, then I may accidentally be, you know, mucking up my Mac. That's not great when you're recording. So for that reason, I wanted to have
not
a second.
Great.
No, it's not great. And this show would just be like, and that would be it, it'd be gone. So, you know, that's not ideal. So I decided to put a second keyboard in. I've got my Razer Onato V2, which is a lovely mechanical keyboard. It's not too noisy. Although I do notice... Yeah, okay, listen to this. It is a bit loud.
That's
not too bad, yeah. But it is, I mean, you know, in comparison to... I've got the Magic keyboard here from Apple. Let's listen to this. Oh, okay.
Magical.
Magical, isn't it? Yeah. What a beautiful sound. Very Christmassy. But yeah, I've also got this, the Magic keyboard, which has got Touch ID and also the numeric keypad. Now, this came because when I took back my MacBook Pro 16, when I was swapping it for like, it was £200 less. And of course, Apple were very keen to tell me that it would be an absolute nightmare to try and give me this £200 back in some kind of form. So perhaps if I was to purchase something in store... well, of course, by the time they finished that sentence, I was in the accessory section saying, what do I want to buy? And of course, that was it. So I got one of these.
And you chose a keyboard. I mean, what an utterly ridiculous price for a keyboard.
No, hang on. I didn't just buy that.
Okay.
I also bought the iPad Mini, the new version Smart Folio case in screaming orange, as I call it.
I have
it.
That one too.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
I love that colour.
It is so nice. Because the problem I have is I put it down and I can never find it again. So I need as light a colour as possible. So yeah, I got one of those. Really nice. And it goes... And you know what? It feels festive, Mark. It feels festive in my hand. It feels like I'm holding Santa Claus.
Oh.
By the case.
We're really pushing this festive aspect.
Yeah, it's a bit of a struggle this year for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, so that was another of my... I mean, that's two purchases of keyboards just in the last couple of months. Do you think I need help?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I say you need help, but I've bought probably about 7 pairs of headphones this past year. One of which happened to be one of the most comfortable pair of headphones I've ever had in my life. Ultimate Ears, which have been making headphones forever, have these brand new headphones called the UE Fits. And they actually, when you get them, you have to go through a molding process where they mold with heat to your ear in 60 seconds.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. And it does that with their own technology on the headphone itself. You go through the process in the app, and then after that point, they're perfectly molded to your ear. And they are the most comfortable headphones I've ever worn in my life.
Welded to your ears.
Not welded, molded.
How many times can you do that? Can you do it just the
once?
You
can do it once. I mean, if you've run into a problem, you can email them and they will send you a new pair of tips that you can remold again. Because they also have different sizes. They come with a medium, and if you need the smaller one, you have to get in touch with them. But awesome, awesome headphones, great sounding. And because they're molded to your ears, you don't have to wear them. I don't have to, you know, listen as loud as you would normally because it's really going right into your ear. Quite good. Now, the other pair of headphones that I recently got, which aren't even available anywhere but the U.S., are the new Beats Fit Studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, again, for some reason, only available in the U.S., tiny, have this little tip at the end that kind of holds it in your ear really comfortably. It is the best of all the worlds that Apple has put out because it has the transparency mode, it has the spatial audio, and it's super comfortable and a great sound with a beat. So, I mean, the reason I find it hard to compare it to some other headphones is because you don't have those extra features and the instant pairing, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, quite good. And those are just two. I mean, I can show you my pile of Sennheiser headphones I've got here, including, hang on, let me check the model number on this because these are the high definition open ear Sennheiser HD800S. Retail price on these are about $5,000.
Wow.
True audiophile headphones. Thankfully, I would never pay for this in my life. But Sennheiser gave them to me to test out. So I like them.
That's a lot of money for headphones. But
I'm in shock.
So you should be in shock. And here's the funny thing is when you do stuff like we do and you use these headphones because you're like, oh, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to try these headphones. They sound great. You forget that they're open ear, which means that the sound actually comes through.
Yes.
So when you're recording, you're actually playing your recording back into your recording. Really not good for recording stuff. Great for listening, but you forget about it. So...
yeah, well,
it is what it is, guys. It is what it is.
Yeah, but do you really know? It's like, you know, from a, let's say, $100 pair of headphones to a $5,000.
You would put these on and you'd be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, really? I mean, surely you must. What's the point otherwise, right? I mean, if you weren't noticing the difference. I mean, I must say, for me, the most expensive pair of headphones I've owned, and I didn't buy them, my wife got them for me last year, were the AirPods Max. That's the most expensive pair of headphones I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I love those headphones. I mean, I had the Bose QC35s that she bought for me the year before. And
Cheers, guys.
I haven't got a drink here. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I haven't got coffee or nothing. Should have thought of that ahead of time. I'll get one in the break. Let's have a break. No. Well, yeah, that's right. I run this thing, don't I? Right, I can go to a break. No, but the AirPods Max are brilliant. I love them. And I got the AirPods 3 this year because, you know, I keep losing and had lost. I think you may remember the story of me losing the left AirPod of my AirPod Pro. I lost the right one. Then I lost the case when I found both AirPods. And then it was just a bit of a joke, really, just trying to piece this thing back together. And by the time I'd pieced it all back together, I'd bought the AirPods 3. I will say that I think the AirPods 3 are great earphones. They are my daily wear. I wear them all the time, and I love them with the MacBook. I love them with the phone. I do miss that noise cancellation part that the AirPods Pro give you. I just think that is incredible. The AirPods Max just does it brilliantly. And I think if you're someone... I don't know if you're like this, Sean, but, you know, the more vision I've lost over the years... the more anxious I am around loud noise. So you instantly just become very aware of any kind of bang or something. Oh, what's that? Yeah. You know, and it just kind of freaks you out because you don't know where it's coming from. You can't see it coming, especially. But these headphones have got, and I'm talking about the AirPods Max here, they've got such a way of dulling that background noise, but in no way reducing it. It's very hard to explain, but it just makes the whole experience much more relaxed when you're sitting wearing them. And, you know, I find myself on a busy train. I could have transparency mode turned on, and I could have a conversation with someone. And I actually found for a period of time, maybe about 2 weeks, I remember, going around the house just wearing these all the time, even just talking to people, answering the door. I just talked to people. I had better and easier conversations because of those headphones. I could just hear better with them. So they're really, really nice. Whether there'll ever be a second version will be interesting, but...
It's surprising, though, when it comes to things like the AirPods, be it the Pros or the Threes or even the Max there, you're talking about, even people that aren't particularly, you know, into the Apple ecosystem or Apple fans, they still love the AirPods.
Yeah. Yeah.
They, you know, even if you just use them as a Bluetooth headset, headphones with an Android device or whatever, they still really
blasphemy.
Like the AirPods.
Well, it is,
I know,
isn't
exactly
it?
Right. But, you know, it does say something that Apple really have got something right. I don't know what it is, because some people still say, well, they don't sound amazing, but they do really like them.
I think they're great. I do. I mean, did you try the Max headphones, Mark? Did you ever get them to try?
I did. I had them for a couple of weeks, and they do sound quite phenomenal.
How do they compare?
They're a beautiful build, right? They're a beautiful build. They feel great in the hands. I mean, it's a lot of money for headphones. It really is at the end of the day when you compare it to what you could get for the same price. But
how does that stack up next to those $5,000 ones?
Nothing stacks up to the $5,000 ones.
Really?
I would hope not.
No, I agree.
They would blow my head off.
But I was blown away by the sound of the AirPods Max, and I always think, how could you improve on this? I suppose it must be the way that you, Mark, maybe look at a TV and think, well, how are they going to improve on 4K, right? And then 8K comes along, and you're like, oh, I see it now. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I actually, you know, quite honestly, don't even like 4K. Like, I don't like the realism that the clarity brings. Like, my wife, we watch shows sometimes, especially like movies that come out afterwards, you know, when you could rent them or whatever in 4K, and they look too real. I end up switching my TV off that mode so that it looks more cinematic.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people saying that. There's a lot of older films that get remastered, don't they? And they people talk about that. They say that they don't like the style of it. I just wish people would stop mumbling in films. You know, you watch a film from the 50s or 60s and everyone's, hey, welcome to the show. And it's all very, you can understand every single word. One of my favorite movies of all time is 12 Angry Men. I love that movie. And, you know, I can understand every single word. I watch a movie today. If Liam Neeson's in it, forget it, because I won't understand a word that's being said, because he just mumbles his way through the whole thing.
Kids today just mumble.
Oh, they do. Yeah, Liam Neeson, that kid of today. Yeah. I just find it so frustrating sometimes. It's like, can you just speak proper? Everyone's all very well. You know, I think
the body might
be in the boot. And you're like, oh, just speak up, will you? No wonder
that's
you're all getting away with crime.
For our Canadian listeners, body in the boot.
Yeah, that might not make a lot of sense, I admit. That may not make sense. I'm trying to think of other things I've bought. Because, I mean, to be honest, for me this year, it's been a lot of Mac buying. A lot of Mac buying.
Yes, and Mac returning.
And Mac returning,
as well.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, someone asked me for a suggestion for a gift for someone who was into their tech, and he's like, well, have you got, you know, a smartphone? What smartphone? Yeah, they got that. They got a tablet, blah, blah, blah. And it came down to was Netflix. And it was sounding so weird because, like, everyone's got Netflix, but this person hadn't, and they knew the person they were buying for hadn't. I said, well, will they be able to use it? You know, they're visually impaired. And Netflix, with their audio description and their commitment to audio description, really always impresses me. And I always go back to Netflix as it's a really good gift for someone who hasn't got it. You can buy, you know, like 12 months worth, at least. I don't know how it works in other countries around the world, but you can buy it for someone as a package. And as I said, Netflix, with their audio description, it's one of the best services out there. It just works so well.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I must admit, I didn't think of that. I mean, yes, services. People buy music, don't they? Buy Apple Music. You can buy Amazon Music. You can buy all kinds
of
gift cards.
Like, do you have all the TV services, like Prime and Disney? And I mean, I found myself, I had to figure out how to subscribe to HBO Max yesterday because my wife wants to watch the new Sex and the City, and I think the new Matrix movie is going to be released on HBO Max. So I think we got that for the holiday season. And I realized how much money I'm spending on TV these days, almost more than when I was paying for cable.
Yeah. That's the irony, though, isn't it? Everyone was going, this cable is stuff. I'm paying for things I don't need.
But I think we knew about this. When we talked about streaming services starting, I remember complaining this is going to end up being more expensive than anything else. And we're still, I think, waiting for the day when a company like Apple or somebody tries to bring it all into one place. But funny enough, the one company in my area that's bringing it all into one place is funny enough, is the TV carrier. It's Bell. You know, they've actually done a pretty good job at, you know, when you subscribe to their just streaming service, you can choose, your packages, which end up bringing on other packages. You know, not like Netflix and Amazon, but when it comes to like the NBC packages or the CBS packages, it's all, I mean, it's all amalgamated into here what we call Crave.
Yeah.
Very strange.
But it's funny in the UK because we do have, there's a service here, the satellite broadcast, Sky,
yeah,
which brings so many services into one through one price. Now, I will say Sky is probably one of the more expensive options there. You pay a premium, obviously, but at the same token, if you add it up, you know, what they give you, for example, and I think we get a pretty good deal out of this in the UK because you get all the HBO content, you get all the Showtime content, you get... what's the new one that's just landed? Peacock, just arrived from NBC.
Yeah, NBC stuff.
Which is partly because Sky is now owned by Comcast, so it's all part of the same company. And the new one to arrive next year is Paramount Plus, and all its content will land on the UK. And it's all going to be added on for no extra fee. There's no extra costs. And you can also get Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus through that subscription as well. So essentially, you can pay one price and get everything. And I think that's the way to do it. I think that's and I think that's partly the way the broadcast carriers are trying to stay relevant. And it's actually a really clever way because
it is.
Well, they have to, right? That's the only way they can.
But it does help us because you can save some money. You can. I think I'm still paying less for Netflix now than the basic standard price of the package because I'm getting it through my satellite provider. Which is pretty cool. Look, stick around. We're going to talk more about this. I'm going to talk about something that I think I want from Santa this year. I've already alerted my wife, so she knows what to put in the letter. So we'll get to that in just a moment, and I'll expect you two to tear it apart next.
Double Tap Canada will be back after this. This is Double Tap Canada. Have your say right now. Call or text 1-844-971-1999 or email feedback@ami.ca. Now, back to the show.
It's
really?
Yeah, that's best you're going to get. I got the first... I mean, the jingle... I should just keep playing the introduction over and over again.
Yeah, or just find some other music.
So hang on.
This is Double...
Hang on. Kill that. Right, let's do that again. Hang on, this one. There it is. Oh, isn't that lovely?
That was beautiful.
Right, that's enough of that. Okay, so let's talk about the product that I think I might want for my Christmas.
You're not going to get it. You're so on the naughty list. There's no chance.
That's so true. It's true.
Especially with your wife.
Well, you know what the
You're
problem
on that list.
The problem for us is there's just nothing any of us need, right? That's the problem. No matter what we would want in life, I mean, if your wife says to you, and Mark, you and Sean, I'm sure you're the same here as well. Your wife comes to you and says, "Look, you guys are gadget guys. You love your gadgets. What on earth do you want for Christmas?" What do you tell your wife, Mark?
Nothing. I literally say, "Don't get me anything."
Now, why is that? Is that because you don't want anything or because you want to be the person who buys it?
No, it's because I have everything that I need or want.
Okay.
I don't, there's nothing that, you know, because if I see something that I like, I just go get it.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. And it's so frustrating for
I don't necessarily keep it.
No.
I'll get it and be like, okay, that was fun. Let's give that back now.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? So I find this with my wife. Whenever my wife buys me something, I want to keep hold of it. I want to, you know, cherish it and treasure it, right?
That's beautiful.
Well, it is, but that's the thing. I'm very cautious about what I ask her for, because if I ask her for something and then I think I'm just going to take this back to the store in a week, that just doesn't feel very right to me. That doesn't feel nice. So that's why I tend to prefer just buying it myself. I'm just like, you know what, don't do that. And what we've actually, I think what we're going to do this year is just put money away and go on a holiday in January, you know, and just, well, that's if we can get away, if the variants don't get us. But, you know, I just feel it's just such a, it's crazy because, you know, I end up just either, you know, wanting something else in a week.
Well,
that doesn't stand, you know, up for.
You say that, but for me, it's more that you've bought the wrong thing. I need the version which is blah,
oh,
blah,
that's
or,
oh
or
dear.
Blah,
you bought
blah.
The 32 gig version.
No,
not the,
why was that terrible?
Wanted the 128 gig. Yeah.
And that makes me a terrible, terrible person.
Is that
person.
Those kids you see in America that are always crying
you
over
really
the fire?
Are a terrible person.
Yeah. You see those kids crying in videos.
I want daddy.
Yeah.
That's me.
Just say thank you. Just say that's nice.
Oh, no, no, I do. But inside, I'm dying.
Okay.
Happy Christmas. Anyway, what is it
Does your better half listen to the show?
No.
This is the week. This will be the week, I guarantee you. Oh, I wonder what Sean's saying in that show. It's the festive season. I'll put on the Christmas show and see what they're talking about.
And, I'm still sending an email.
Yes.
Stop it right now.
Well, for me, this is the one I think I'm interested in because, you know, again, I don't need this thing, but who needs anything, right? I mean, if we got the 5-minute warning that the nuclear event was going to happen, I don't think anyone would say, oh, well, you know, I must have a new wireless smart speaker.
Happy Christmas again, Christmas. Everyone.
But yeah, Bowers & Wilkins have brought back their iconic Zeppelin wireless speaker. Now, this has been out for a while. This is the thing, right? So I'm in the store the other week and we're having a look at different things. And I happen upon this device. Now, I haven't seen one of these in years. A friend of mine had one. Now, this would be probably 10 years ago. And he had one of these in his house. And we sat one night listening to it. And I was just blown away by how good the sound of this thing was. And
That's dangerous, though, because it really blows away anything else you could possibly listen to audio on.
Well, I mean, and I've got the Sonos Play 5, which is partly the reason why I'm kind of, as much as I love this thing, I'm kind of like, I don't need it. But you know, there is something really cool about this. It's a stunning looking thing as well. I mean, you know, the size of it. It's funny because we've under our TV, we've got a unit where we have, you know, the satellite TV box and all the rest of it. And on top of that unit are, you know, pictures, mementos, things from over the years. And I'm like, well, all that has to go.
Throw it out.
Get rid of all that because this thing's going to take up all the space. You get it in pearl grey. Very nice. Or I think black. Or storm black, or I don't know, whatever they call it. You know, they always have a fancy name for it. But it's absolutely beautiful. And they've brought out this new version for 2021, which was kind of cool. I didn't realize this. I remember this so well.
Years back in the Apple Store, and it just draws you to it. It's huge, and it is just the shape of a Zeppelin. It is massive, but there's something about it. It's a gadget dream. I did hear it in the store, and of course, it sounded amazing. But it's not cheap either. But it's one of those things.
It's $1,000 Canadian.
Yeah, it's a considerable thing. But they are bringing it up to. I mean, Bowers & Wilkins obviously make great speakers, right, and great headphones as well. And I had the chance to play with this one in the store. What was interesting was they have adapted it much more into today's world because I think the first version had an iPod dock in it at the front.
Yes, I remember that.
That's right.
And then they got rid of that, I think, in one of the later versions. But the last one apparently that came out was about 6 years ago, which I thought was quite interesting. So it was about 6 years since the previous version came out. Now this new version's come along for 2021. It's got like AirPlay 2 in it. It's got the Amazon Echo built in. Although I'm always a bit wary about that because you don't always get the full Amazon Echo experience. You know, I find on certain devices, like Sonos had this problem, where if you buy a Sonos speaker that's got Lady A built in, you don't get drop-in. You don't get features like that. There are certain other features you just don't get. I don't know why, but you just get a limited experience on it. So, don't know what that's about. But anyway.
I think that's Amazon themselves.
Well, it is, absolutely.
Drop-in is so useful.
It is. And, you know, if you're thinking this is going to be the main speaker in your room, you don't want to have that huge speaker sitting there next to a dot. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So, you know, you've got AirPlay 2. You've got all the access to all the services you can think of, like Deezer and Tidal and all the rest of it. It's all built into the unit. I guess it's app-driven to some degree. It must be. So a bit like Sonos in that regard. They've not brought it out yet, but apparently next year they'll bring in multi-room capability. So you can have multiple Zeppelins all over your house if you choose.
Can you stereo pair it then, I'm assuming?
Why would you want to stereo pair this thing?
Well, if you've got a big room.
300 speakers in it.
If you're buying one of these and you've got, have a big house, obviously, and you want to fill the West Wing with sound, stereo pair is always better than just a mono speaker on its own.
This is not mono.
You know what I mean, just the one speaker. No, I know,
but
it sounds amazing.
The size of it and the position of the speakers does give you that real sense of stereo width, which is brilliant. I think this is the one I've kind of, I think I might be interested, because there was another one. Now, what's the name of it? I can't remember. Someone told me the name of it, Davalite or Dalavet or something. It was a weird name I'd never heard of.
Davio.
what's it called?
Violet or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It looks like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but they've taken what? The hose off. That's my okay. interpretation of it. It looks like to be a hose sticking out of it, and I should be pulling it around the room.
It's Daviolet.
Daviolet, yeah.
And they make incredible high-end sound.
Yeah. But they were more expensive than the Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't like the sound of it. I mean, again, it was in a store. It's always been, stores are busy. It's never the best place to test these things. But no, I think the Bowers and Wilkins wins it for me. So we'll see what Santa brings.
Exactly right. I don't know. I would say the Echo Buds, which I bought in the last Amazon sale, are amazing. They're
really
perfectly reasonable headphones.
Perfectly reasonable. Is that the
anyone
standard?
Would ever need? Yes, it is. But yes, exactly right. They just do the job.
We should probably do a bit of a lightning round, right? We should probably kind of talk about some of the kind of really, you know, brilliant gifts for this time of year, and also just as great things to have. So if you get one of these for, you know, Christmas time or holiday season or whatever, then you know you're onto a good thing. I think for me, I think one of the big things, I think two things that from Apple that are going to be huge this year: AirPods 3, iPad Mini. I think those are going to be, you know,
yeah,
because I think the iPad Mini is good. I have to say, screaming orange, the color of my folio
color
case.
Of Christmas.
Yes, yeah, right.
I think you can't go wrong with battery packs, but battery packs that have the cables built in, though.
Yeah, and what about the MagSafe one? What's your thought on that? Because we've seen mixed reviews on this.
I mean, it's good for a quick boost in terms of the Apple one itself. I would more likely go for the Belkin ones that has, you know, way more storage on it and plus the USB ports, so you can use it for other devices.
Sean, what about your 3-in-1 Belkin wireless charger?
Yes. Yeah, exactly what I was thinking of. I love it. I'm still hurting over the price I paid for it, but I've got to say, it works so well. I've got an iPhone 11 charging on the base. I've got the iPhone 12 charging on the MagSafe on the left, and my Apple Watch charging on the right. I mean, and it charges so quick as well. My phone died the other day, and usually when I stick it on a wireless charger, I know it's sad.
Merry Christmas.
On a wireless charger. You know, I got to walk away from it and leave it. But I threw it onto the MagSafe, the Belkin Boost Pro, is it? 3-in-1 here. And, within a couple of minutes, it was back up and running. It charges so fast. I think it's the only MagSafe charger that charges at 15 watts. There may be others out there, but when I bought it, it was the only one. I love it. I think it's a really cool thing. It's great for the bedside cabinet as well. It's a great gift.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm with you on it. I think all this stuff is great. I want to get into some of the toys that I think I'm going to be getting in 2022 next, because there are some really cool toys out there, and I want to share some of the ones I've found with you. So stick around for that. We'll get into that next here on Double Tap Canada at Christmas time. Ho, ho, ho!
This is Double Tap Canada. We'll be back in a moment.
So bad.
This is Double Tap Canada. Now, back to the show.
Do you know, I've just found the perfect gift for Marka Falalalalala.
Oh, do tell.
I have. I found the perfect gift. You wouldn't like this, Sean. I don't think you'd want this, but I know that Mark wants this. I'm sorry I'm picking on Mark here for the gifts, but I think you'll understand why. Because
Secret Santa.
Well, this is the thing, right? Because you're probably the hardest guy amongst the three of us to buy for.
Really?
But I do. I think so. Because you've got more money than all of us put together. That's the way I look at it.
I do.
Yeah,
you do. No, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Facts. What?
Well, look, go back to the start of the show. How much money have you spent on getting stuff over the last year? $60,000. Come on, man. But look, this is for you. From Razer, they've announced its latest smartphone accessory, the Razer Phone Cooler Chroma. So it's an RGB light infused cooling fan for your iPhone or Android device. And it's designed to help cool down your phone during intense gaming. So it lights
Interesting.
Up. It's a fan and just spins away on the back, and it lights up as well. And you can stick it on the back. It's magnetic, so it works with MagSafe.
Oh, perfect. I think Mark just died a little inside then when he doesn't want that. That sounds terrible. Hang on.
I didn't say I was going to buy it for him. I just said he should get this. I was thinking more for his wife to, you know, give her some hope here to buy something.
Hope.
She'll find stuff. I'm not worried.
Okay, socks. So you'll like that one.
There's
then,
always
right,
socks.
Light up socks.
Socks, a good tie.
Honestly, you know, I was so excited about that. I'm glad I didn't buy you that. You know, I'd be so annoyed if I'd bought that for you and I got that reaction.
I'm glad.
Ungrateful man. What about this? This is the one I'm interested in this year, which I think is pretty cool. Now, you've got the Ember mug, Mark.
Not the mug, the Ember, the larger one.
Oh, the travel mug.
Yes, that's the one.
Right. Okay, so I've got the cup, and I've got to be honest, I'm not loving the cup. Just the taste of it. It's just, it's a little bit metally when you drink your coffee out of it. It's not perfect, is what I'm saying. So for that reason, I'm on the lookout for something else. Now, the thing about the Ember mug, of course, for those who don't know, is it is an app-controlled mug, so you can set the temperature of your beverage to whatever temperature you like, depending on the drink that you've put in there, depending on your own personal preference. You can even control it on the Apple Watch, fully accessible as well. Yes, you can go to your watch and say, my tea feels a bit cold. I can just...
My tea is cold. I need to... Make my tea warmer.
Yes, exactly. Just like that. That's exactly how I do it.
It's warm, but you just said it tastes horrible because of the cup. I mean, you're not selling it.
Well, the thing is, for me, I
just... Please make my tea taste better.
Well, for that reason, let's be honest about it, a true British person will drink out of a bone china cup, right? That's a proper way to drink out of a proper mug to drink out of. Well, wouldn't it be great if you could get like a smart version of a fine bone china mug? Well,
maybe a smart bone china mug, please.
That'll never happen. It's a dream.
Well,
do you know what my inspiration for this accent is?
Oh, here we go. Right.
The Queen.
Have you ever watched Peppa Pig?
No.
Anyhow.
I haven't watched Peppa Pig. I've heard a lot about it from our Prime Minister, who's apparently a huge fan. But no, I haven't heard...
That figures.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Well, they have invented a fine bone china mug that heats up.
No.
They have. It's a company called Glowstone. Optimizing everyday life, they say. And it's a perfect temperature, perfect taste, it says, on the website here. Now, the thing about this one is it's not quite the same as the Ember in the sense it's not smart. You can't control the temperature. It sets it to a temperature it's decided is the average temperature of a tea or coffee.
It knows best.
Very British here.
I know best.
We know best. So, yeah, you get this. It's a beautiful bone china cup. Comes in all kinds of different colours. You get it in pink. You get it in blue, white. Other colours are available. Different designs. And what's really cool about it is you charge it on any Qi wireless charging.
That's cool.
Oh, that is clever.
So you don't need fancy...
Do you have a wireless charging saucer to go with it?
Well, you get that with the Ember. You do get one of those with the Ember. You get the wireless charging saucer. But the one thing about the Ember is you can't put it in the dishwasher. This you can. I don't know how that works. I feel a bit weird about that. But yes, you can put this into the dishwasher. It is dishwasher safe. But just very interesting because you get your mug there. It's got a little glowing light on it that tells you it's charging or when it's heated up to the temperature you like.
It likes.
It's nice. It seems quite nice. Wait,
you keep saying mug and cup. You keep interchanging
them. I'm not posh, right? I mean,
there's a difference.
It's probably a cup, right? You probably see it's more of a cup than it's not a mug. The Ember is definitely a mug.
That's what you want. You need
well,
a mug.
Well, yeah, but it's
you?
That
you
metallic taste. I think I'd rather drink out of something like this where it's, you know, bone china. So, yeah, I think this might be in my future, guys. And again, you know, the great thing about this is keeps the cup of tea warm for up to an hour, coffee or whatever you put in there. You can keep it warm for up to an hour, so that's pretty cool. It's a bit simpler as well because all you have to do is charge the thing up. So once you're done with it, stick it on the Qi charger, and that's it. Ready to go.
Mark, do you find a funny taste with the Ember travel mug?
No, he's the travel mug, though.
I don't find the funny taste at all.
But it's not metallic.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I didn't know. Well, hang on.
Do you find, Stephen, that this only happens when your wife is making you coffee?
No one makes me coffee. I'll tell you who makes me coffee. The Tassimo machine does a fantastic job of making me coffee.
No, you have an espresso machine, don't you?
I don't have an espresso machine, no.
You had an espresso with the automatic top thing.
Oh,
there.
I had one of those, but yeah, I got rid of it.
Yeah, because you had to clean it, so you thought, I'll just throw it away.
Do you know the thing was? It was posh coffee. I went into the store to buy it, and they were like, well, do you want a grande, or do you want something like
that? Sorry, a French one?
Yes, right, it was a French coffee. And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I just want a latte or a whatever the alternative is to a latte. And
you ran out.
I just gave up on that point. I thought, this is too complicated. Tassimo, it says latte or coffee. That's all I'm interested in. I'm not posh.
They do smart coffee machines I saw the other day. I have no interest in coffee whatsoever, but I did see, because I often go on a online store and search for, you know, Echo-powered whatever and see what comes up. And I saw quite a few coffee machines, but they are not cheap. They are expensive. But,
yeah.
I mean, the idea of just saying, you know, I want a cup of coffee and it does it for you, it's very Star Trek-y. I do
well,
like
yeah,
the sound
but also,
of it.
You know, it's like become a barista at home. Well, I'm sorry, I've got a job, right?
I don't
have time
for
this.
The problem is, you know, I wanted to put the cup in. I wanted to do everything for me. I don't
want to stand there.
I want it to bring it to me. I want my Astro robot to be able to pick it up.
It's a bit like smart kettles, though, isn't it? I mean, you've still got to go and fill it up. I mean, too much work.
That's pathetic, isn't it? What you want is a smart urn that you can attach to the hose pipe that then just fills itself up and then just turns itself on ready to go for you in the morning.
Yeah, and then just squirts it in your mouth so you don't have to get out of bed.
Wallace and Gromit style, yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what I did buy. Talking of terrible,
you
terrible
something.
Things. Yes, because as I was doing one of those searches, I've just reminded myself, I bought a smart diffuser.
Wow. Oh, like an oil one?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so,
What's smart about it?
Well, we've got a dog, right? And, you know...
The dog can use it?
When you take your dog out, yeah, it's not that smart. When you take the dog out and you come back, there's always that wet dog smell because it's always raining here in Manchester.
Of course. So, it is Britain. It will indeed rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and indeed every day for the rest of your life.
Correct. Welcome to the UK. But I thought, I'm going to try one of these aromatherapy things out because I've seen them all over the place.
Which one did you get?
Well, it was you're going to put me on the spot because I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, we are because we're running out of time, so hurry up.
It's a big square thing. But anyway.
Thanks.
A smart diffuser. It comes on. You set it in a routine to turn on in the morning. Schedule it. You wake up to a lovely, nice smell of baked bread or coffee. They are fantastic.
I love them. I have them all over my house. Aromatech.
Wow.
Thank you very much. There you go. See? We're new age.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I go for citrus blend, though. I like the citrus flavours.
Oh, all right.
You're
going to
get an email from Greg
well.
In Pennsylvania again. He's not going to be happy with you guys. You're ruining the environment again. Stop
it's
that.
It's scheduled. It turns
it's
off.
It's natural
sometimes.
Oils. It's from the natural store.
It's from the natural store. Oh, well, that's fine then. That's it from us. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back in the new year. Before the new year, actually. We're going to do a show just next week, same time, actually, just before the new year. So join us for that. And we'll catch you again for another Double Tap. Have a great Christmas. Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and keep your feedback coming. Call 1-844-971-1999 and leave us a voicemail. Email feedback@ami.ca. We're also on Twitter @DoubleTapCanada and on Facebook. Can't wait till next week? Ask your smart speaker to play Double Tap Canada or listen on the podcast app of your choice. Thanks for listening. Catch you again next time.
Join us weekly for The Pulse with host Juita Gupta, who brings us closer to issues impacting the disability community across Canada. Watch The Pulse on YouTube or listen wherever you download your AMI podcasts.